power of God.
繼續我哋有許文藍牧師為我哋傳講神嘅信息，信息嘅題目係靠著神的力量生活。
Good morning, everyone.
各位早晨。
Let's bow for a word of prayer.
讓我哋低頭禱告。
Father, we thank you for your grace.
天父，我哋为着你嘅恩典献上感谢。
Only by grace that we are able to be in your presence.
唯独凭着恩典，我哋先至能够嚟到你嘅面前。
It's your grace that allows us to come as your children.
系你嘅恩典容许我哋成为你嘅儿女嚟到你面前。
To call you Abba Father.
称你为我哋嘅阿爸父。
To worship you from all our hearts.
让我哋一心一意嘅去敬拜你。
Father, I pray that you will get all the glory.
天父，我哋愿所有嘅荣耀都归于你。
Father, we pray that your Spirit will move amongst us.
求你嘅灵亦都喺我哋当中嚟到运行。
Move us, O Lord.
打动我哋。
Strengthen us.
坚固我哋。
To live life.That is pleasing to you.
让我们过一个讨你喜悦的生活。
Father, we pray for your Spirit to work in our hearts.
也都祈求你的圣灵在我们心里面来到动工。
Continue to soften our hearts.
让我们心是软化的。
So that your word will mold us.
以致你的话语来到塑造我们。
And each and every day as we live.
当我们去活每一天。
We'll continue to be molded into that image of Christ.
让我们更加有基督的形象。
Father, open our ears to hear your word.
天父，打开我们的耳朵，让我们听见你的话语。
Really mold our hearts.
求主你塑造我们的心
Draw us close to you.
让我们靠近你
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名字祈求
Amen.
Amen.
So as we continue our study in Ephesians,
我们会继续的去研读以弗所书
We're reminded over and over again by Paul that of our wonderful blessings through Christ.
我们一次又一次被保罗的提醒在基督里面我们有美好的祝福
Through the blood of Christ, you have been made holy.
藉住主耶稣基督的血，我们已经成圣。
Our sins have been forgiven.
我们的罪得着赦免。
And in God's eyes, you are saints before Him.
而在神的眼中，在神的面前，你成为圣徒。
That as a Christian, our relationship to God has been restored.
而我们成为基督徒的时候，我们与神的关系已经回复了。
You no longer see yourselves as aliens in Christ.
因为在基督里面，你再不是一个外人。
But that you are now a child of God.
乃是神的儿女。
Heirs to an eternal blessed kingdom.
你是一个蒙福永恒国度的后嗣。
And that is the destiny of a Christian now.
这个就是一个基督徒的终点。
That is our identity in Christ.
这个就是我们在主耶稣基督的身份。
And in our last sermon,
而在我上一次的讲道
Paul emphasized that the work of Christ,
保罗强调主耶稣基督的工作
also restores our relationship to mankind.
也都同时回复人和人之间的关系。
Jesus' sacrifice removes hostility.
耶稣基督的牺牲将这些敌意除去。
Both the vertical relationship with God and also the horizontal relationship with man.
而这个敌意是神和人之间一个直线的，同埋人与人之间在水平线。
God has united man together.
神已经使人联合
To be a new humanity, he says.
成为新人
That we're in the body of Christ together.
就是我们一起的是基督的身体
And he calls that the church.
而他就称这个身体为教会
And he's given us the responsibility to shine forth for him.
也都给了我们这个责任要为他发光
That we're to show forth the manifold wisdom of God to all the world, to all the principalities.
我们就要将神百般的智慧在这个世代属灵的来到去彰显。
We're called out to live life with that unity and love.
我们活出来的时候，我们要在爱里面合一。
That we show that we are Christians by the way that we love.
我们就是藉着我们相爱的方法表明我们是属于基督的。
To show forth the love of Christ.
亦都去表明基督的爱。
And today, as we come to this passage, we finally get to Paul's prayer.
而我们来到以弗所书这一段呢，今天是一个祷告。
This is the second prayer.
这个是保罗的第二个祷告。
You know, in his first prayer in chapter 1, Paul prays that the believers understand their riches in Christ.
在以弗所书第一章，保罗的祷告，他的祈求就是信徒去明白他们在主耶稣基督里的丰盛。
To understand and to know what Christ has done for them.
去明白，亦都去知道主耶稣基督为他们所作的。
So it's a prayer to know.
这个的祷告就是要我们认有这个的认知。
The second prayer is a prayer of application.
第二个祷告就是一个应用的祷告。
It's not only important to know who you are in Christ.
如果我哋唔单止要知道我哋喺基督里边系边一个，这个系重要嘅。
But it's vital to know how God empowers you to live out your calling.
但系亦都系重要嘅，系要知道神点样俾你有力量去活出佢对你嘅呼召。
Yes, He has made you new.
冇错，去使你成为一个新造嘅人。
But we also must realize God will.Help and enable you to live out that newness of life.
但是同时我们要知道神也都要给我们力量去过这个新的生命。
He doesn't make you new and leave you on your own.
神不是说使你做一个新造的人然后就不理你了。
To just defend yourself in this life.
要你自己去维护自己。
And he doesn't expect you to be able to live righteously by your own strength.
神也都没说其带着你要自己凭着自己的力量去过一个公义的生命。
God is the one that has promised to empower you.
但是神的应许就说是祂赐你力量。
To fill you with the power of His Spirit.
用藉着圣灵的能力充满你。
So that our lives can thrive for Him.
以致我们的生命能够得兴旺，为着主得兴旺。
As we look at this prayer, there's four requests that Paul prays.
我们看今天的经文。就是有四个的请求。
And each of these requests are related to each other.
而每一个的祈求都是有连贯性的。
Now there's a process in which he shows us.
因为这个是一个程序。
So Paul first prays for that inner being, the inner man.
保罗首先就是为了这个内心来祈祷。
That our spiritual strength it strengthens that inner man.
就是圣灵的使这个内心或者使心里得刚强
Which in turn leads to a deeper experience with Christ.
而当我们内心得刚强的时候就使到我们和基督的关系的经历基督更加的深
And it is that deeper experience
当我们深深的经历基督
That enables them to comprehend God's great love.
就让他们能够明白神的大爱。
And when we understand God's great love,
当我们明白神的大爱,
the results will be filled unto the fullness of God.
我们就得着神的丰盛。
So today we're going to be looking at these four things.
那我们今天就会去讲这四点。
Strength,
力量,
depth,
深度,
comprehension,
理解,
and fullness,
同埋丰盛。
So we're talking about first about strength.
咁我哋讲到力量啦。
Verse 16 says, this is his prayer again.
呢第十六节就系佢嘅祷告啦。
And what's interesting is that this whole verses 14 to 19 is actually one complete run-on sentence in the Greek.
喺希腊文咧嚟讲，第十四节到第二十一节咧，其实全部都系一句说话。
You know, there's no periods and it just keeps on going.
因为喺希腊文字上边咧系冇撇号或者句号嘅，只系一句嚟嘅啫。
So when we connect one thing to another,
所以如果我哋将一样一点同另外一点嚟到连起嘅时候
，there is a little flexibility.
我哋就可以活动性多啲啦。
And verse 16 says that according to the riches of his glory, he may grant you to be strengthened with power through his spirit in your inner being.
第十六节咁样讲，求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，藉着他的灵，叫你们心里的力量刚强起来。
So Paul's prayer is that we focus on our inner being.
保罗呢一度。要强调的就是我们要专注的就是我们的心里。
There's no mystery to that. He's talking about our soul, our heart.
这个不是一个奥秘，因为他所讲的就是我们的心灵。
What's inside our bodies?
在我们肉体里面的。
Right, that inner man that is in us.
我们心里面的内心。
And he's praying that our inner being, our soul, will be strengthened with power through the Holy Spirit.
他就是讲到我们的心灵是藉着圣灵得着力量。
Our lives must start with inner strength.
我哋嘅生命系从内心嘅力量出嚟嘅。
You know, it's sort of like starting an engine.
就系好似要用一部发动机一样。
You know, electric cars nowadays is truly amazing.
嗱，而家我哋呢个时代有电动嘅汽车，但系我觉得好奇妙嘅。
I'm not sure if I'm ready for an electric car yet.
我唔知道我准备好用呢啲电动嘅汽车未。
But they're really advanced if you ever sit in one.
如果你曾經坐過一部咁嘅汽車，你就會發覺佢哋真係好先進嘅。
When I got into the first electric car, I sat in there and you kind of overwhelmed.
咁我第一次坐入一個電動車裏邊咧，我就覺得好唔知道應該點做啦。
You know, there's like a whole entertainment system all before you.
好似咧圍繞你嘅就係呢啲娛樂嘅系統。
You know, they have an iPad there that's bigger than the one I have in my home.
喺嗰度有個 iPad 仲大過我屋企嗰個。
There's so many fancy buttons to press.
有好多好精美嘅按鈕你可以撳嘅。
You kind of wonder how does people focus on driving when they have these things?
咁啊，你真係想唔明白啲人點仲可以專注去揸車嘅咧？
Well, that's why they're talking about all this automatic, you know.Robot drivers.
咁所以而家又话要可以自动驾驶啦。
But we're not there yet.
我哋仲未去到嗰度。
But the thing of it is, when you're sitting in that car, you're looking in front of you.
我想讲嘅就系当你坐咗入一部咁嘅车嘅时候，当你睇下你嘅前边。
When I sat in that car, it says, "Wow, I don't even know how to start this thing."
咁你俾呢啲咁多嘅嘢围绕咧，跟住我就问下自己，我都唔知点样可以踏着架车。
How do I turn the engine on to get this car running?
我怎样踏着架车等这个机器可以运用呢？
Now, this is what sort of describes the Christian in Ephesians.
其实在这里是描述以弗所书的信徒。
It's like that car with its powerful engine.
就是好像这架车有一个很有力的有马力的机件。
You're a Christian who's given mighty power in spirit.
你成为一个基督徒的时候，你都是充满圣灵的大能。
Yeah, but we don't have to turn on the button.
但我哋唔知道点样拍着。
How do you get that engine running?
你点样可以令呢一个嘅发动机发动呢？
And it, you know, in the first three chapters, Paul describes this wonderful riches that we're given.
头嗰三章，保罗已经描述咗神已经俾咗我哋好多奇妙嘅祝福。
You're new, you're saints in Christ.
你已经系新造嘅人，你已经系圣徒。
And chapter 4 through 6 gives you a roadmap. He lays out a roadmap for you to how to live out your life.
第四至到第六章，神就系俾咗我哋一个嘅图，让我哋知道我哋应该点样嘅过活。
You know, but it doesn't help us if we don't know how to turn on that power to live out that.Life with strength.
但是如果我们不懂得踏着都没用的，我们的生活怎可以是有力量呢？
Paul's here showing us what is the ignition.
保罗在这里就让我们知道怎样可以踏着。
It starts with inner strength.
就是从心里开始。
It starts with being strengthened through the Spirit being filled with the Holy Spirit.
就是首先心里被圣灵充满。
You know, when Jesus ascended into heaven,
当耶稣升天的时候，
He sent the Holy Spirit to dwell and empower all his believers, his people.
他就是差派圣灵居在每一个信徒当中，每一个信徒的里面，使他们得力量。
You can read that about that in Acts chapter 1 and 2.
就是在使徒行传第一、第二章你可以读到。
Power of the Spirit is given to everyone who believes in Christ.
所以圣灵的大能居住在每一个信徒，每一个信基督的人。
Every true child of God has the Spirit living within them.
每一个神的儿女都有圣灵居住在他们的心中。
So Paul is saying, I want your inner man to be strengthened with power.
保罗喺呢度讲就话，我要你心里的力量刚强起来。
That's the word we talked about last time, is dunamis.
我哋上一次讲过呢个字叫做 dunamis。
That's the word that we have for dynamite。
呢个意思咧，即系炸药嗰个意思。
I want you to be strong。
我要你有得力量。
Strong to be able to seek out holiness and righteousness in your life。
有力量啊，喺你心里边，喺你嘅生命里边寻求圣洁。
Strong so that you're not easily swayed by the lust and flesh of the pride of life。
你要有力量以致你抵挡肉体的情欲和骄傲。
Strong so that you can bear the pressures and trials of life.
你有力量以致你能够抵挡生命的试炼。
Strong so that you do not lose the joy of your salvation and peace.
有力量以致你不会失去救恩的喜乐和平安。
That you'll be able to rejoice in life even through the difficulties of life.
就算在生命的难处当中，你仍然能够喜乐。
To be strong so that your life will bear witness to God's grace.
你有力量的去见证神的恩典。
You know, how do we start this engine, this towards inner strength through the Spirit?
咁我哋点样可以藉住圣灵挞着呢个心里嘅力量咧？
You know the funny thing about electric cars?
你知唔知呢啲电动车有一个好有趣嘅地方？
The power is always on.
你知唔知原来嗰个电流咧时时都系已经着咗啦？
It's already there.
在那裡的了。
When you get into the car, the power is turned on.
你入車的時候呢、這個電源已經開始
了。There's no button that you need to press.
你是不需要按什麼掣的。
All you need to learn to do is put it in drive, pulling back and putting it in drive.
你要懂做的事就是將它轉到一個駕駛的一個波。
Like the Holy Spirit's in you.
就是正正好像圣灵已经在你的里面，圣灵已经居在你心里。
You know, and all we need to learn to do is walk, drive.
我们要学的就是驾驶。
Follow Christ.
我们要跟随耶稣。
It's this indwelling of the Spirit that is there.
是在我们内里的圣灵已经居住了。
And the power of the Spirit comes when we continue to walk in faith and feed our souls the Word of God.
圣灵的大能怎样来的？就是我们凭着信心的去行，也都是藉着神的话语得喂养。
It is the feeding of God's Word.
是在神的话语里面得喂养。
The yielding of our hearts to follow God.
我们的心是降服于跟随神。
To willing to be walking in faith each day.
每一天凭信心的而行。
By the power of His Word.
凭着神话语的大能。
That's what ignites the power of the Spirit in our lives.
就是这样我们能够挞着圣灵在我们生命
里面的大能。That when we seek to turn from sin each and every day.
当我们每一天要转离罪的时候。
It's that power that God...His word works in our hearts.
就是神话语的大能在我们生命里面来工作。
To move us, to enable us.
去打动我们，容许我们。
To strengthen us, to be able to do the things he calls us to do.
去坚固我们，让我们能够行出他要我们行的事。
You know, that is exercise, that is training.
这些就是锻炼啊。这些就是训练。
When you want to grow strong in the muscles, your external muscles.
如果你要你要使你嗰啲肌肉更加强壮。
You don't grow strong by sitting on the sofa watching TV all day.
你唔会坐喺个 sofa 睇电视，你嘅肌肉就会强壮。
I'm kind of learning that now.
我而家学紧啊。
All right, you only grow strong when you go to the gym to work out.
你要强壮咩？你就要去做运动。
You don't work out that muscle, you're not going to grow strong.
如果你唔去运呢、这个使呢个肌肉有运动，你唔会强壮。
And your inner soul is the same way.
其实你内里嘅灵，你嘅心系同一样。
You gotta train to exercise it.
你要锻炼啊，你要做运动啊。
First Timothy 4:7-8 reminds us of that.
喺提摩太前书第四章。
Have nothing to do with irrelevant, silly myths. Rather, train yourself for godliness. For while bodily training is of some value, godliness is of value in every way, as it holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come.
只是要弃绝那俗世的言语和老妇方少的话，在敬虔上操练自己，操练身体。益处还少，唯独敬虔，凡事都有益处，因有今生和来生的应许。
So you kind of get the point from this verse?
咁你喺呢一节里边，你有冇得着啊
？You know, it is value to train your outer body.
冇错，外肉体嘅锻炼系有益处嘅。
But it is so much greater value to train your inner soul.
但系要锻炼我哋内心。是更加宝贵。
Because that's where what?
因为点解啊
？Holds the promise for the present life and also for the life to come.
因为有今生和来生的应许。
So your spiritual life needs training and needs exercise.
所以你嘅属灵生命系需要操练嘅。
And growing in faith is that yielding of your heart to God.
而喺你嘅信心里边成长，就系你要降服于神。
The following after God and His Word.
你要跟随神的话语。
So when you go deep in God's word,
如果你是深深的沉于神的话语，
that's when His word becomes alive in your heart.
神的话语在你的心里面是有生命的。
To empower you,
使你得力量。
To keep on turning away from sin,
你能够不断的转离罪。
God has broken that bond of our slavery to sin.
神已经打破了我们是最做最奴仆的捆锁。
But he's continuing to break off those chains, little by little, all of them.
但是神也都是逐少的逐少，一环一环的去拆这个捆锁。
As you continue to exercise your faith in Christ.
当你继续在基督里面去运用你的信心。
And that's walking by faith.
这个就是凭信心而行。
You know, you do that every day, just, well, how do you do it?
你每天都要这样做了，那你怎么做呢？
Turning from your own selfishness, desires for your own comforts.
你就要转离自己的自私，自己的舒适。
That you begin to walk in Christ.
你就开始行上基督的道路。
To serve Him.
去侍奉
神。To use your gifts and abilities for the building of others.
用你的恩赐，用你的才能来到去服侍别人。
To go out of your way to love someone else.
你会行不方便的路，你都要去服侍别人。
That's why sometimes we're not involved in each other's lives.
有时点解我哋唔会去参与大家嘅生命咧，彼此嘅生命咧
？Why don't we do that?
点解我哋唔会咁做啊
？You know, Chinese what is it? 唔想麻烦啊。
We don't want to bother people.
You know, we don't want to bother. It's too much trouble.
哎呀，唔好烦到人啊。
It affects my comfort.
会影响到我嘅舒适啊。
You know, it affects my watching my TV and my Yankee game.
你影响我去睇波，影响我睇电视。
Even though they stink.
虽然佢哋打得唔叻。
But the point of it is, everything is about our comfort.
但系所有嘅事情都系环绕我哋自己嘅舒适。
Our unwillingness to really go out of our way to help someone, to love someone, to care for someone, to reach out to someone.
我哋唔愿意嘅去行多一步，去爱别人，去照顾别人，去服侍别人。
Our gifts to love others.
我哋有冇用神俾我哋嘅恩赐去爱别人咧
？And not just to love ourselves.
唔系净系爱自己。
Right, that's the practice.
呢个就系我哋要实行嘅。
That's the training.
呢个就系我哋要锻炼嘅。
And to grow, we must feed ourselves the right thing.
我哋要成长，我哋必然要进食一啲啱嘅食物。
Right, you go to the gym and work out every day.
如果你去 gym 日日都喺度做。
Okay, you can't start with eating a Snickers bar and going to work out.
你唔好食完条朱古力你就走去做运动。
Alright, I'm gonna eat that Snickers bar to give me power so I can work.
我唔可以让我食完条朱古力等我有力量我就去做运动。
We gotta feed our body the right stuff.
我哋要进食一啲正确嘅食物。
Matthew 4:4 says the same thing.
马太福音第四章第四节都咁讲啊。
But Jesus answered, "It is written, 'Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God.'"
耶稣却回答说：经常记着说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
You can't just live on carbs.
你唔可以净系食淀粉质。
You gotta have the real meat.
你要食真正嘅肉噶嘛
？All right, that real meat is the word of God.
呢一嚿真正嘅肉系咩？系神嘅话语。
You know, we can try to feed our souls all this.You know, counseling spiritual books that we want.
我哋尝试用呢啲所有辅导嘅书籍去喂养我哋嘅灵。
Many of these very biblical books are really good.
有好多呢一啲辅导嘅书籍都系合乎圣经嘅。
But we've got to feed our souls the Word of God.
但系我哋要用神自己嘅话去喂养我哋嘅灵。
And it's the power of the Spirit that works through that Word.
呢个就系圣灵嘅大能直。住神嘅话语喺我哋里边做工，
really、empower our souls,
而致使我哋嘅心灵得着力量，
to help our inner man grow strong,
让我哋嘅内心得到刚强，
so that we're not wavering
以致我哋唔会喺基督里边摇动。
But able to stand firm.
乃系我哋能够站立得稳。
And able to take action when He calls.
当神呼召我哋嘅时候，我哋能够有行动。
And this leads to a depth of relationship.
而呢个咧就系带到去我哋关系嘅深处。
That when we're growing stronger, we're also deepening our relationship to Christ. That's point two.
当我哋有力量嘅时候，同样我哋与基督嘅关系亦都更加深入。
You know, Paul gives us three pictures to convey this idea of growing deep.
呢度系讲到我哋嘅第二点，深度。保罗喺呢度俾咗三点嘅去描述。
Verse 17 it says, "So that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love."
See.使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基。
There are three pictures that are drawn through these verbs that he gives us.
就系喺呢啲嘅动词里边，佢俾咗三个描述我哋。
These word verbs to dwell, to be rooted, and to be grounded.
呢三个字就系住在。
You know, idea,
有根有基。
You're using that word dwell.
住在。
All right, it literally means to be settled down, to feel at home.
意思呢，住在意思即是安顿下来，使这个地方成为你的家。
Now it's true that the Spirit already dwells in every Christian.
没错，圣灵已经居住在每一个信徒当中。
That's not what Paul is praying about.
保罗在这里讲的不是这一点。
But he's praying for something much deeper, an experience of relationship between you and God.
在这里保罗的祷告是为着我们跟神有一个更加深入的关系而祷告。
That there is a deeper relationship between you and Christ.
你跟基督的关系是更加深入的。
And the question is, yes, God, Christ is in your heart through the Spirit.
没错，基督藉住圣灵已经在你的心里面。
The question is he comfortable there?
个问题就是耶稣在你的心里面是不是舒适的呢？
Is he at home in your soul?
在你的灵里面，这个是不是基督的家呢？
Does he walk into your home, your heart?
他有没有进入去你的家，你的心里面呢？
Is it still all cluttered with the things, the sins of the world?
我们的心还是不是乱杂，是被这个世界的罪来到使到去乱杂。
You know, it's like when you go to somebody's house when it's all cluttered.
就好像你去到一个人的家是很乱糟糟的。
You can't be at home.
你去到你不觉得这个是可以成为一个家，you know, 你的家。
Like、our house sometimes is very cluttered because we have five people living in a small house.
我家有时候很混乱的。一间细嘅屋有五个人住。
And my wife can't stand the clutter.
咁我嘅太太咧就唔可以忍受呢啲乱七八糟。
Sorry about this, but the example is how can I be at home in the mess?
咁问题佢就系话，我点解要喺呢度咁凌乱嘅地方叫呢个系我嘅家咧
？It's not even a comfortable seat for me to sit on.
我好似揾一个舒服嘅地方坐下嚟都冇。
No.That's the same thing with Christ when He comes into our home.
同样的，当耶稣来到我们的家，
Is He comfortable there?
他舒不舒服呢？
Have we begun to clear out the clutter in our lives and lives of our soul?
我们在我们生命的心灵里面有没有开始执了这些杂物呢？
You know, yes, Christ is the one that actually comes and cleans up our soul.
没错，其实是耶稣入到来帮我们清洁我们。
But he wants us to continue to keep it clean too.
但是基督也都要求我们继续的使它整
洁。It is his work that sanctifies our soul.
是他的话语使我们的心灵成圣。
But we're called to work in striving after that as well.
但是神也都呼召，这个是我们要向着跑的目标。
Christ doesn't just want to be at home.
耶稣不是只是要在这个家里面。
But he wants to be on that throne of your heart.
但是他那是要坐在你心里面宝座上面。
We're not talking about the bathroom, okay?
我不是说到厕所。
That's the throne of my room.
这个就是我家的宝座。
But Christ wants to sit in the throne of your heart.
但是耶稣要坐的是在你心里面的宝座。
Does he stay in that master bedroom?
佢系咪住喺你嘅主人房咧
？Does he stay in your master bedroom？
佢有冇住咗喺你嘅主人房
？Or does he stay in that guest room？
亦或系住客房
？One that's only there every so often。
住客房即系久唔久先至嚟嘅。
Christ desires to settle down in your heart。
神定义要喺你嘅心里边定居。
He will come to help us clear out that clutter。
佢会帮我哋清除杂物。
That mess we like to hide in the closets of our hearts。
佢亦都会清除我哋中意收埋喺心里边个柜嗰啲垃圾嘢。
Christ's desire is to fellowship with you in the inner souls of your heart。
神定义嘅系要与你个内心。你的灵有这个的关系。
Is he dwelling at home there?
在你的内心，这个是不是他的家呢？
Rooted is a word that is, goes to the plant world, agriculture.
跟着说是有根，有根这个字眼呢，就是一个植物世界的字眼。
A tree must be rooted deep, it must grow deep in the soil to have both nourishment and stability.
一棵树的根一定要生得深，它才得到喂养，它才能够稳固。
You know, we must grow deep into God's word in order to be nourished and have stability in life.
同时我们也都要在神的话语扎一个 深的根，然后我们才能够属灵上得稳固。
And look at this verse. It says that root we must be rooted in the love of God.
呢度话要喺乜嘢之里边，喺神嘅爱里边有根。
You know, it's God's love, His word of His love for us and His forgiveness of sins that we root our lives and our hearts into.
我哋生命扎根于神嘅爱，佢嘅赦罪，佢嘅话语。
Psalm 1:1-3 gives us a wonderful picture.
在诗篇的第一篇第一至三节就给了这幅美丽的图画给我们。
It says, Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, but stands in the way of, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither.In all that he does, he prospers.
不从恶人的计谋，不站在罪人的道路，不坐亵慢人的座位，唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人便为有福。他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时候结果子，叶子也不枯干。凡他所做的，尽都顺利。
If there's to be power in our lives,
如果我们的生命要得着力量,
there must be a depth of relationship to Christ.
我们与基督的关系必然要是深深的。
We must be connected to His well.
我们必然要与祂的活的泉来到是结连。
It's His water, His living water that helps us to grow deep.
是因为祂的活水使我们能够扎深的根。
And when we are deep in Christ,
当我们沉于基督里,
the power comes.
这个的大能就来了。
He fills us with His Spirit.
祂的灵就充满我们了。
That enables us to love Him all the more.
也都让我们能够更加的爱祂。
And the third word is grounded. It's an architectural term.
第三个字就是有基，这个是一个建筑的字眼。
It's talking about the foundation that we build upon.
这里就是讲到我们建造的根基。
In order for us to have the power of Christ in our hearts, in our lives,
如果我们要得着基督的大能在我们的生命里面，
our foundation must be built upon Christ.
我们的根基一定要建立在基督。
And the love of Christ.
同埋基督嘅爱。
You know, when you look at a lot of these beautiful buildings around you,
如果你围观，我哋有好多美丽嘅建筑物。
Especially the ones that are hundreds of stories high.
特别嗰啲多过一百层楼咁高嘅。
You know, the most important part of that building is the foundation.
你知唔知嗰层楼最紧要嘅系咩？系佢嘅根基。
You know, if you build a house without foundation, we all know what happens.
如果我哋 去建造而冇一个好嘅根基，我哋大家都知道会发生咩事。
We've all tried to play with those Lego blocks, you know.
你有冇试过去玩 Lego 咧？呢啲积木咧
？And when we build them up on a flat surface on the floor, it'll flop.
如果我哋唔系喺一个平面嘅嚟到去砌。砌到咁上下高，佢就會成棟倒鐵。
No, but if you want that building high, you must build a big and strong foundation.
如果你要呢一層樓起得高嘅，你嘅地基一定要係穩固嘅。
And that's the same thing with a tree.
一棵樹一樣啊。
Do you ever realize that the size of the tree outside?
你有冇留意到出邊棵樹有幾大
？Has to be equal to the size of its roots on the bottom.
同佢嘅根有幾大係有直成對比嘅。
And it's the same thing when you're building a building.
而當你去建立一個建築物
，In order for you to build high, your foundation has to be deep and strong.
如果你要起得高嘅，你嘅根基一定要穩固。
If you don't go deep, you can't go high.
如果你嘅地基唔夠深，你就唔可以起得高。
Right, that's a very good statement. You don't go deep, you can't go high.
如果你唔够深嘅，你就唔可以起得高。
Now Jesus told us that story about the two builders in Matthew chapter 7.
喺马太福音第七章，耶稣讲到呢两个建筑嘅人。
Now the foolish builder didn't build deep at all. He built his house on the sand.
呢个愚拙嘅建筑人、建筑师，佢冇深入嘅去巩固根基，佢就系喺啲沙上边去建筑。
And when the winds come, it just blows you away.
当风嚟到嘅时候。这个屋就被吹走了。
So what Paul is praying for here is that the believers will be built in the living rock of Christ.
保罗在这个祷告就是信徒是在主耶稣这个活石上面来到建造。
Build your life deep upon the foundation of the rock which is Christ.
让你要建造你的生命于主耶稣基督你的活石。
Only then will you be able to withstand the winds and the storms of life.
唯有在这个基督的磐石上面你才能够在人生的风暴里面站立得稳。
You know, just like these hurricanes, they will come one day.
就是好像这些暴风有一天会来的。
Alright, and our lives will also face those storms of life.
而我们的生命同样会面对人生的风暴。
They are inevitable.
因为我们不能够逃避。
Because we live in a fallen and sinful world.
因为我们是住在一个堕落有罪的世界。
You know, build your rock on the foundation of Christ. Build your life on the foundation of Christ.
你要将你的生命建立于基督，成为你的根基。
That he is your solid rock.
他就是你的防角石。
In which you stand.
就是你在这个磐石上面站立。
All other rock is sinking sand.
因为一切其他的石都是沉沙。
So it's when you are rooted and deep and grounded.
当你是已经有根有基。
You will be able to experience and to understand the deep, deep love of Jesus.
你就能够明白亦都去经历主耶稣基督深深的这份爱。
You know how all these things lead together?
你看不看到这些全部是有连锁性的。
Growing deep, being rooted, being
grounded, 要有根有基。
Leads to the experience of understanding God's love.
以致我们能够经历亦都去理解神的爱。
Verse 18 and 19, that you will have strength, that you may have strength to comprehend with all the saints,What is the breadth and length and height and depth to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge?
能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等长阔高深，并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的，便叫神一切所充满的充满了你们。
This verb comprehend in the Greek.
这个的动词在希列文来讲即是理解。
It means a lot deeper than, a lot more than just knowing intellectually.
其实这个理解是多过头脑上的知识。
It kind of means to apprehend, to seize, you know, to grasp and take hold of.
意思就是去捉紧去抓住。
So that you're taking hold of and capturing what the essence of what it really means to see God's love.
就是你要捉紧 明白神的爱那个精义。
To lay hold of the vastness of God's love for you.
去捉紧神对你这个浩大的爱。
You know, Paul actually uses a paradox here.
保罗其实在这里用一个矛盾的字眼。
You know,He gives the dimensions of God's love, how wide, how deep, the heights and the depths and the dimensions.
他这里用了一些量度的字眼，讲到神的爱是何等长阔高深。
But in reality, they cannot be measured.
但是事实上是这些是测不透的。
Right? The love of God surpasses our understanding and our knowledge.
因为神的爱是超过我们的理解，超过我们的明了。
But he does say that we can experience it.
但是在这里说我们能够经历得到。
We can know and feel and experience the love of God.
我们能够经历，我们能够感觉到神的爱。
When we're filled with the power of his spirit.
当我们被圣灵充满。
When we're grounded and deep in the knowledge and love of Christ.
当我们在神的爱里面扎有根有基。
You know, this phrase parallels the phrase he gave us in verse 8.
而这一句的说话跟他在第八节所说的说话是差不多一样。
Where he talks about the unsearchable riches of Christ that have been given to us.
是说到在基督里面呢我们已经经历了这个人所能测不度的这份爱。
God's love is so great that it is beyond measure.
神的爱是大到我们不能够测度的。
And our riches in Christ are so many that they're uncalculable.
而在基督里面的丰盛是多到我们计算不尽。
They're really beyond our understanding.
是超越我们的理解。
But when Christ becomes settled in our home,
当主耶稣在我们心里面定居的时候
When we grow deep in that love and the foundation of Christ
当我们在基督的根基在爱里面是有深的根基
You will experience that love
你就会经历这一份的爱
It does overwhelm us and it's incomprehensible
是我们不能够明白的
You know, I don't know if you ever, that ever happened to you thatIn just in one day of prayer, you grasp the sinfulness of your own soul.
我唔知你有冇试过，就系一日里边你嘅祷告，让你能够去体验到你人你嘅心灵几咁有罪。
And that you burst out in tears, seeing God's grace in your life.
而当你睇到神嘅恩典喺你嘅生命里边，你就流泪啦。
There's just moments when you Just see the depths of your selfishness and greed and sin.
就是在那一刻你看到自己的自私自己的罪。
And all of a sudden God says, I forgive you.
就是在那一刻神也跟你说我饶恕你。
Turn from my sin, I love you.
他叫你转离罪因为我爱你。
Come back to me.
回来吧。
You know, when you go through that experience, you can't describe it. That feeling of his love,It just overwhelms.
当你有这些这样的经历的时候你是不能够去解释的因为他的爱是完全的充满你。
And we should be experiencing that in our lives.
而在我们的生命里面我们应该有这些经历的。
Experience the love of Christ.
去经历基督的爱。
That is beyond measure.
是测不透的。
Only when we see the depths of our own sinfulness.
唯独我们看到我们是几咁有罪。
Can that increase the enormity of God?
我们才会看到神的浩大。
And what does this lead to? It leads to fullness.
那这里会带到去哪里呢?就会带到去丰盛。
Ephesians 3, chapter 3, verse 19, it says, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God.
在第十九章讲,便叫神一切所充满的充满了你们。
You know, God wants you to experience His fullness.
神要你去经历祂的丰盛。
You know, in one sense, you have already been made full in Christ.
在一个角度来看,在基督里面,你已经是得着丰盛。
Colossians 2:9, it says,
在哥罗西书第九节,
you know, positionally, you are complete, made full in Christ through salvation.
因为在地位上面,藉着主耶稣基督的救恩,你已经得着丰盛。
But Paul is talking about something little different here.
但係呢度保羅所講嘅係有少少唔同。
Not your salvation.
呢度唔係講到你嘅救恩。
But that you'll be Christ-like.
乃係你要像基督。
It's the fullness of God, which is to be like God.
神嘅豐盛就要像神。
You know, you'll never be like God. You'll never be God.
因為你唔會係成為神嘅。
But you become a reflection of goodness and His attributes.
乃係你要表明神嘅豐盛，神嘅本性。
You know, that's what all we are striving for.
而我哋每一個人追求嘅就係呢樣嘢。
Now that's what the sanctification is doing in our lives.
呢個就係我哋生命裏邊成聖嘅過程。
It's to be making us more and more like Christ.
讓我哋越發像基督。
To be holy and righteous.
讓我哋係聖潔嘅、公義嘅。
Now that's the idea of what God is doing in the midst of us.
呢個就係神喺我哋當中嘅工作。
And when we become full.
当我哋成为丰盛嘅时候
，we will look more and more like the image of Christ.
我哋就越发有基督嘅形象。
To have that fullness,
有得着呢一个嘅丰盛。
To reflect Christ,
嚟到表明基督。
You know, we're going to be talking more about this fullness understanding in chapter 5. So
喺第五章我哋会更加嘅去讲解呢一个嘅丰盛。
We'll leave it there.
我哋到时就会讲。
As we talk about that fullness,
讲到基督嘅丰盛。
Finally, when we, it leads us to the doxology that comes in verses 20 and 21.
第20和21節就是講到這個讚美。
Now to him who is by the power of, by works within us, to, is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think. To him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations.Forever and ever, Amen.
神能照着运行在我们心里的大能，充充足足的成就一切，超过我们所求所想的。但愿他在教会中，并在基督耶稣里得着荣耀，直到世世代代，永永远远。阿门。
Paul kind of uses like every word possible to convey this vastness of.God's power as found in Christ.
保罗似乎系用所有佢能够用嘅字去表明基督爱嘅浩大。
The power of Christ and this love of Christ is beyond human understanding.
基督嘅爱同埋佢大能嘅浩大系超越我哋能够明白。
And it's this power that is made effective to us through.
但系呢一个嘅大能，呢一个嘅爱，藉住圣灵系俾过我哋。
Now that.God working in our inner man.
呢个就系神喺我哋嘅心里工作。
Lay hold of God's power in you in Christ.
我哋要捉紧神同基督喺我哋生命嘅大能。
Work out our lives by clinging to the Word of God.
我哋要点样活出嚟？活出嚟咧，就系每一日捉紧神嘅话语。
That is what gives glory to God.
就系咁样将荣耀归于神。
You know, that's when we feed on the power, the Word of God.
就是当我们在神的话语里面得贵人。
When we fill our souls with the Word of God.
让神的话语充满我们的心灵。
It's that, that's what brings the power of the Spirit in our lives.
这个就是将圣灵的大能运行在我们的生命里面。
God has made you new.
神已经使你成为新造的人。
And God is the one that will enable you to live in that newness of life.
同时是神容许让你有能力在这个新的生命里面来活着。
You have to realize God is at work in your heart.
你要知道神是在你的心灵里面工作。
Draw close to Christ.
靠近基督。
Draw close to His Word.
靠近他的话语。
You know, as he clears out that clutter,
当他清除这些杂物
which is in our soul,
是在我们的灵里面
start throwing things out with him.
你要跟他一起将一些东西扔出去
so that he will be home in your soul.
以致他在你的心灵里面是定居的。
Let's pray.
让我们低头祷告。
Father, strengthen our inner being.
天父求你使我们心里得刚强。
Strengthen us with the power of your spirit.
是藉着圣灵的大能。
Father, help us to draw near.
帮助我们靠近你。
Lord, help us to have Christ in our home.
帮助在我们心灵里面是有基督的。
That he becomes a place where he is at the throne of our home.
让他坐在我们心灵的宝座上。
That our souls is where he dwells.
佢亦都系住喺我哋嘅心灵里边。
Father, help us to feed and nourish our souls with your word.
帮助我哋喺你嘅话语里边得着喂养。
For it is your word that is our living water.
因为你嘅话语就系活水。
Father, help us to be rooted and grounded in Christ's love.
天父帮助我哋喺主耶稣基督嘅爱里边有根有基。
So that we can experience this newness of life.
以致我哋能够经历呢一个新嘅生命。
The fullness of living with Christ.
与基督一齐活着嘅丰盛。
Each and every day.
系每一天嘅。
No matter the things we go through.
无论我哋要面对乜嘢都好。
No matter the storms we may face.
无论我哋要面对乜嘢嘅风暴。
That it is walking with you.
乃系与主同行。
By the power of your Spirit.
藉住圣灵嘅大能。
Father, we thank you.
天父，我哋感谢你。
For you are our living God within us.
因为你系我哋活着嘅神。
Help us to dwell.
帮助我哋。
Stand firm in you.
帮助我哋喺你里边站立得稳。
In your name we pray.
我哋系奉你嘅名字嚟到祷告。
Amen.
Amen.